This man, Be'ez Hashem, we started a limud Seder Kedushin, Nisuin, and Sheva Brachas. Some think that Kedushin, Nisuin, Sheva Brachas were married. What is a Negeya? So first of all, it could be Negeya when you get Edis. There's a lot what to know. And we'll soon be making Chasen. Some Reb Tzvi is actually making soon, but we'll be making sooner than later. So it's okay to know that. It's good to know the halachas. Also, we all learned the Masechtas, Kedushin, Ksubas. So now it's the halacha l'maisa. We'll start off tonight, Be'ez Hashem, Kedushin. There's Kedushin, then there's Nesuin. Bizman HaMishnah, Bizman HaGemara, the Kedushin and the Nesuin was done separate. Separate times, the Lashon HaMishnah and Ksubas, Noisnim LePsula Yud Beis Chodesh, 12 months, and Rashi explains, from after the Kedushin, Mishatova HaBaal, you give 12 months to Nesuin. So there used to be a big break between the Kedushin and Nesuin. Kedushin, as we know, is Kedushin in the Mishnah, is Bekesev, Beshtar, Bebiya. We do it Bekesev, Beshava Kesev, with a ring. Shmuz for itself, but Kedushin is Kedushin Ariat Bekedeshes with the ring. And then Nesuin is later, a Schuppa, Yichud, that's separate. Why Taka did it change that now we actually do the Kedushin and the Nesuin together? Right under the Chuppah, we do Kedushin and we do Nesuin together. So there's two reasons. One reason the Goyin in Shulchan Aruch brings, before the reason, the Makor is really is in the Rishonim, is the Tur. The Lashon HaTur in Siman Samach Beis, Zok the Tur, V'ha'idna, Ein Noyagim Li'oris Elo B'Shas Chuppah. The Tur says, when you, the Erisin that we do, which is the Kedushin, we do it B'Shas HaChuppah, Hilkach, you make a Birchas Erisin and Birchas Nesuin together. That's the Tur. If you take a look in Shulchan Aruch, the Shulchan Aruch doesn't say about doing it about doing it together. However, the Ramah in Siman Nun Hey, the Ramah says Umakacha Sham, Umavorchim Sham, Birchas Erisin v'Nesuin. So we see it's a Tur, and the Ramah speaks about it to do the Kedushin and the Nesuin together. What's the reason, Taka, why it changed? From the Zman HaMishnah and the Zman HaGemara, we did Kedushin and Nesuin separate. Why now do we do it together? These two reasons. One reason the Goyim brings over here in Siman Nun Hey, he brings the Ran. The Ran says that Be'etzem, when she gets married with Kedushin, and then later on, months later, a year later, it could even be more than a year, these Nesuin. And what happens if these are Tainas Pesach Pesuach, that she's not a Pesula? So the problem really becomes now is could be she was mezana tachas baila tach after the kedushin. Therefore, if you do kedushin and nesuin later, the tainus pesach pesuch could actually be a problem that she was mezana. Therefore, says the goyin al pshan and the ran that we do kedushin and nesuin together. So even if it's pesach pesuch, she's not a psula. So sachakol, it happened earlier when she was a pnuya, she wasn't mezana. The second reason why now we were masakin to make the Kedushin and the Nesuin together is brought in the Radvaz in two different tshuvas. The Radvaz brings that once there was somebody that was engaged to a woman and sent this Isha, sent her Savloinis presents, gifts by the engagement. After a couple of weeks, they broke the engagement. She went and she got married, she was makabel kedushin from somebody else. She moved on and she got kedushin from somebody else. Lamaisa, the first husband, the one who was engaged first, wanted to get back on her. So he said, I was makadisher. I was makadisher. So it creates a problem because Lamaisa, it's a shaila now. We're not going to go into the shaila, but it can make a problem. Therefore, they were mesakin. And other tshuva svarim bring that they even made a cheirim for those that are not noyig like that. There's a cheirim in Yerushalayim, that even samach Yerushalayim, not to do kedushin separate than nesuin. If you do kedushin and nesuin together, you don't have this problem because the first one can't taina that he did kedushin because there was definitely no nesuin. He's taining kedushin. The minig is not to do kedushin and nesuin together. Hayoitze, what we have so far is that is Kedushin and Nesu'in afterwards. Amola used to be Kedushin and Nesu'in separate, and now Kedushin and Nesu'in is done together. Let's try to focus, Be'ezus Hashem, tonight on Kedushin. Kedushin, the Ariat Mekodeshes, is the Maisa Kedushin, is it a mitzvah or not a mitzvah? Is it a mitzvah? Is Kedushin a mitzvah? Which really would come out in the Shaila, if it's a mitzvah or not, what the brach is. You make a bracha before the Kedushin, you make a bracha. Is that bracha, if the Kedushin is a mitzvah, so the bracha before is a berchas ha-mitzvah. If it's not a mitzvah, then it's not a berchas ha-mitzvah. This bracha, the bracha that we say, Asher kedishanu b'mitzvoysa v'tzivanu al aroyis v'asolonu es arusais v'hitulonu es anesuais, this bracha, is it a berchas ha-mitzvahs, or is it not berchas ha-mitzvahs, depending if Kedushin is a mitzvah or not. The Rosh, in Ksubas, Perek Aleph, in the middle of Simen Yud Beis, the Rosh asks on this bracha, the bracha of Kedushin, the bracha on Eris, and the Rosh asks four questions. Question number one, if this is a birchas ha-mitzvahs, like all other brachas, what's the pshan in the bracha, Asher Kedishanu, V'tzivanu, V'asa? Why don't you say the kasha is v'tzivonu l'kadosh es ha'isha? If the mitzvah is a regular birchas ha-mitzvah, you should make a bracha asher kedishanu b'mitzvoysa v'tzivonu l'kadosh es ha'isha, if it's a birchas ha-mitzvah. That's the first question the Rosh asks. The second shaila, where do you find in birchas ha-mitzvah that you say v'asar lanu v'hitr lanu? Let's say he gives a mashal of shechita. Is there a bracha by shechita that you make va'asar asher kedishanu b'mitzvoysa va'asar lanu es eivim anachai v'hitu lanu es hashachad? So why over here do you make such a bracha va'asar lanu es arusais v'hitu lanu es anesuais asher kedishanu b'mitzvoysa? The first shaila is v'tzivonu l'kadosh es ha'isha. And secondly, what's it again? What's asar? What's mutter? The third shaila the Rosh asks is, what is an negeya b'chlal over here, arayis? Asher kedishanu b'mitzvoysa v'tzivanu al arayis. What is an negeya arayis? Who's talking about arayis? We're doing over here maisa kedushin. What's an negeya arayis? That's the third shaila the Rosh asks. And the fourth shaila is, how does chuppah come in? We say once or even twice. We say twice the lashon al yidei chuppah v'kedushin, and then baruch ata Hashem akadosh am yisrael chuppah v'kedushin. The bracha is a birchas eris and a bracha of kedushin. So how does chuppah come in? What shaykh is the chuppah? Why do we make a bracha of chuppah l'chayr? It's a birchas kedushin. Memeila zakta Rosh, that this bracha is not a birchas ha-mitzvahs. Again, if it's a birchas ha-mitzvahs, you should say asher kedishanu b'mitzvoysav v'tzivanu ala kedushin. How does it come in? V'asar v'hitir. He says it's not a birchas ha-mitzvahs, it's a birchas ha-shvach. This bracha is a birchas ha-shvach. And memela, the birchas ha-shvach that we're saying over here is a bracha that, what's the shvach? The shvach is that it's asar lanu, not even a Torah, but is iser, arusais. This is the shvach that we're talking about. The lashon, the bracha zu nesakna losa shvach la-kadosh baruch, to give a shvach, Asher kedishanu b'mitzvoysa v'hivdi lanu mina amim v'tzivanu l'kadosh isha muteris lanu v'lei achas mina aroyos. It's a shvach. And that's why Zakta Rosh one by one. First, the first kasha was, why don't we say asher kedishanu b'mitzvoysa v'tzivanu l'kadosh asa isha? The Torah says we're not talking about l'kadosh asa isha, because there's no mitzvah of l'kadosh asa isha. You might tell me, Dr. Rosh, that maybe there is a mitzvah. The mitzvah is piriviriviyah of later. So part of the mitzvah is to have kedushin to get the piriviriviyah. No, so then maybe it is a mitzvah. Dr. Rosh, I have a raya that it has nothing to do with piriviriviyah. Because even if you makadash isha, that it would not be shaykh to have children. Let's say she's an islandist, she's a older, she's an isha that can't have kids. You still make the bracha. And these the chadin, that a person could have a wife, a pilegesh, even without kedushin. Like some Rishayim, Zakhtar Rosh, even without Kedushin, and you can have kids even without a Kedushin. So Mamela Zakhtar Rosh, the Kedushin is not a Maisa Mitzvah. Mamela, the Bracha is not a Birchas HaMitzvah, it's a Birchas HaShvach. And again, the Shvach we're giving is to Aser, that we have these Aroyas, we're Muvdol, Mena'amim, Iser Aroyas, we only allowed to marry a woman that's Mutter, not someone that's Aser. It's a Birchas HaShvach. This Shitas HaRosh, that it's a Birchas HaShvach, is be'etzem also a Shitas HaToysvus and Psachim Dav Zayin. When Toysvus speaks about the Bracha of Lachnisoi Bevrisa Shal Avram Avinu, we learned in the Summer's Man Hilchas Mila, so the Bracha that the father makes, not the Alamila of the Moyel, the Lachnisoi, Toysvus behandles in Birchas HaShvach, and Toysvus speaks about Oivel Asiyosam. That's the Shmuz in Toysvus. And Tosfos is medama when speaking about Birchas HaShvach. Tosfos says bedoyme to Birchas Eirusin, which means Tosfos learns that this Birchas Eirusin, this bracha of Asher Kedishanu al Aroyos, is the Birchas HaShvach. Hazoy is also mavur later on in the Poskim in the Taz in Siman Aleph, right at the beginning of Yeridei. The Taz says that the Birchas Eirusin, he goes through different brachas. He says Birchas Eirusin is a Birchas HaShvach. And he adds, which we're going to speak about it right away, therefore, the Mesada Kedushin makes the Bracha. Since it's a Berchas HaShvach, so Mela, the Mesada Kedushin is the one who says the Shvach. The Taz also by us, if Cotton Beis, says that this Bracha is a Berchas HaShvach. So far we have the Shitas HaRosh, that the Berchas HaErisin is a Berchas HaShvach, which the Kedushin itself is not a mitzvah, and Mela, it's a Berchas HaShvach. Shitas HaRambam, the Rambam and Ishus, Peru Gimel, Alach Yutes, and Azayvaita, Alach Chav Beis, Chav Gimel, the Rambam says, the Loshna Rambam, Mitzvah, Sheyekadish Adam Es Ishtoi, it's a mitzvah. And then the Rambam says, Vaiter, I think it's either Chav Beis or Chav Gimel, the Rambam says, Kederech Shemavorach HaKol HaMitzvahs. That says it's a Birchas HaMitzvahs. The Rambam learns it's a Birchas HaMitzvahs. It's not a shmuz for right now, how the Rambam's Meyashiv, the Kashas, the Rosh. But the Rambam learns that Kedushin is a mitzvah. And Memela, the bracha you make before Kedushin is a Birchas HaMitzvahs. The same is also in the Chinuch. The Chinuch usually goes with the Shitas HaRambam. The Chinuch has two separate mitzvahs. The first mitzvah in the Torah is a mitzvah of Peri V'Rivia. And then there's a separate mitzvah, a mitzvah of Kedushin. That's the Chinuch brings. The Chinuch as a mitzvah, Tov Kuf Nun Beis. The Rivash. And Chuvas Rivash also says, I'll read you one line of the Rivash. The Rivash says, Ubevadai shelakichas isha bekidushin hi mitzvah saseh. Yeah. So we have over here like this, the Rambam, the Chinuch, and the Rivash learn that kedushin is a mitzvah. And the Melo, the bracha that you make is a birchas ha-mitzvahs. We'll soon see a couple of nafka minas ladina, but the vayla we have a machloikis, we show you if the bracha is a berchas hamitzvah or berchas hashvach. Just not to leave out a third option, the bracha, either it's a berchas hashvach or it's a berchas hamitzvah. We said if it's a mitzvah, it's a berchas hamitzvah. And if it's not a mitzvah, it's a berchas hashvach. The levush in Siman Lamed Aleph, Tzif Aleph, just read the lashon al levush. The levush says that it's a berchas hanehenin. A third option, not a birchas hamitzvahs, not a birchas hashvach, it's a birchas hanehenin. Zok de levush, kamoy shemavarchin birchas hanehenin, a kol dvar hano, shebo liyode koidim shenehena. Anything you have hano, these are asel adam lehanas po'ilim azeh b'li bracha, anything you have hano, you make a bracha. Kach mevarchin birchas hanehenin tchila, alo isha shenes arsalai. Says it's a birchas hanehenin. And the emes is, it's also for the Svardim, it's also in the Ben Ishchai, in Parsha Shoiftim, Shana Aleph Ois Beis, he also says that the Birchas HaErisin is a Birchas HaShvach. So we have either it's a Birchas HaMitzvahs, Birchas HaMitzvahs, also that it's a Birchas HaNehenin. So we either have that it's a Birchas HaMitzvahs, Birchas HaShvach, or Birchas HaNehenin. We're going to speak about the Masada Kedushin making the bracha. Oh, what Rav Shlomi Yosef just asked, I was just about to address. The Prima Gadim is bothered to say that it's a Birchas HaNehenin for two reasons. First of all, he says He says like this, I have a machlokes rishonim, machlokes Rosh and Rambam, if it's a birchas hashvach or it's a birchas hamitzvahs. There's no rishonim that say that it's a birchas hanehanim. So he says, it's not a birchas hanehanim. V'oid, like Rav Shlomo Yosef brought up a good point, loy matzinu, that you could be moitzi somebody else with a birchas hanehanim. So Mamela, if you make it yourself, you could be moitzi someone else also. But how could the Masada Kedushin make this bracha when he's being moitzi the chas and the birchas hanehanim? It's a prima godim, you can look it up inside. It's the hakdama to hilchas brachas. Ois yodalet, simen yodalet. The Lashon HaBracha, you're asking good, and the emes is, the Lashon HaBracha, you have to also work out if it's a birchas hamitzvahs also. It's into Santa Lashon. No, if I care, if it's a shvach, that's what the Rosh says. The Rosh has four kashas, and the Rosh says it's a birchas. Lamaisa v'hitter, but yeah. Lamaisa is like this. We have to understand. So we have over here that it's either birchas, it's either birchas ha-shvach or it's a birchas ha-mitzvahs. If it's a birchas ha-mitzvahs, why is the Masada Kedushin the one who makes the bracha? By any other mitzvah, the one who does the mitzvah makes the bracha. Whoever's the one who does the mitzvah makes the bracha. So why should the Masada Kedushin? Why is the Masada Kedushin the one that makes the bracha? So state in Shulchan Aruch, Simulam Adalid. Kolam Akadash Isha Bein Ali Atzme, the Shliach Mevorechu, he makes the bracha, Oya Shliach. That means if you make a Shliach to do the mitzvah, Samael the Shliach makes the bracha. V'yashoyimrim the Acher Mevorech, somebody else makes the bracha. Bishloim, if it's a Birchas HaShvach, so Birchas HaShvach you can understand, at least partially you could understand why someone else can make it. Because the shvach is not a shvach bedafka that the chosin's giving the shvach. It's a shvach for the maimir of the kedushin, and everybody is part of the shvach. But if it's a birchas ha-mitzvahs, why should somebody else make the bracha? Why is the masada kedushin make the bracha? Zok the Beis Shmuel in Ois Beis, the acher mevarech, shloi levayish mishe'inu yachal levarech. Somebody that doesn't know how to make the bracha, that's why the Masada Kedushin makes it. Which really means, when the Masada Kedushin gets up to say the bracha, he's begeder like the Balkoira. The Taz brings the same thing, and the Taz stels too, just like Kriyas HaTorah. When you get an Aliyah, really, you're the one that should be laning, or Levayish, somebody that doesn't know how to lane, a lot of us. So Mamela, the Balkoira is the one who lanes for everybody. So Mamela, technically what comes out, this bracha is a bracha that's a bracha for the chassan, for sure if it's a birchas ha-mitzvahs, and it happens to just be that the Masada Kedushin makes the bracha shloi levayish for somebody that can't make the bracha, which remela comes out of moiridige din, nafgemina ladina. If it's a birchas ha-shvach, it doesn't belong to the chassan, the nafgemina is if the chassan has to be mechaven to be yotzin in the bracha. In michtavei bracha, letters from the Imre Emes, he writes that I make sure to tell every time the chassan, kishani mizdamen b'chuppah, and he oimel la'chassan ishi mechavan to be yoytzu with the bracha, because it's the chassan that's supposed to make it. A birchas ha-mitzvahs that belongs to the chassan. The same thing is in Aperian Shleim, it brings from the Briskerov, that the Briskerov was makbet to tell the chassan you should have a mind to be yoytzu with the bracha. Like I've been a boyer pre-agafen, maybe both. We're not speaking about boyer pre-agafen, but like I've been a bracha, you should be mechavan. If it's a birchas ha-shvach that doesn't belong to the chassan, it's lav dafka the chassan. Anybody can make the bracha, and memela the chassan lav dafka has to be mechaven. One more chilek in this din, if it's the chassan's bracha or not, is a big nafka min. Let's say the chassan can hear, can't talk, he's a cherish. The Piskei Tshuva brings it to Noidi Yehuda that has the shaila. And he clears if you should make this bracha. The Birchas Kedushin, should you make the bracha? So this would be a big nafka minute. If it's a Birchas HaMitzvahs that belongs to the Chassan, so if you can't be Moitzi the Chassan, he's a Cheirish, you can't be Yoitzi the Bracha, you don't make this bracha. Masha'enkein, if it's a Birchas HaShvach that belongs to everybody, so Navadi, you can make the bracha. That would be another nafka minute, Legabe, if the Chassan has to be Yoitzi the Bracha or not. However, even though we're saying that if it's a Birchas HaShvach and the Bracha Be'etzim technically belongs to everybody, in Shailos HaTshuvos B'Tzeila Chochma, he says that even a Birchas HaShvach, the Birchas HaShvach is a Shvach particularly to the Chosen. We'll get to it in a minute or two, a little bit more by Riches. But he says even Birchas HaShvach, who makes the Shvach? Just like by Mila, Lachnisei Bevrisei, who makes the Bracha? It's a Shvach, but it belongs to the Oysa HaMitzvah, or at least the father that's Shayach to the Mitzvah. So Mela Kedushin also, who's the one that makes the Bracha? The one that's supposed to make the Bracha is the Chosen. So come to Chos, even B'chahai Gavna, the Chosen, whether the Chosen has to be Mechavan to be Yotze, or if the Chosen wouldn't be able to hear, can't be Yotze the Bracha, would be questionable if you're able to make the Bracha, even if it's a Berchus HaShvach. Another Nafke Mina, Ledina, which is a Ganske Shvake Nafke Mina, is who has the Schus to pick the Masada Kedushin? And that's what the B'Tzela Chochma speaks about. Who has the right picking the Masada Kedushin? If the Bracha is a Birchas HaMitzvahs, and the Masada Kedushin is making the Bracha, is being Moitzi the Chosen, the Mela, he speaks about in B'Tzela Chochma, and Rabbi Yonason Steif and Achuva also more or less goes with the same Mahalach. They speak about it. Who has the right for the Masada Kedushin? It's really Negeya. The Chosen is in the town of where the Kala is. Amol, it was that when you went to the town of the Kali, wherever the Chasana was, the Rav, there was a Rav of the city, and the Rav of the city was the one who had the right to be Masada Kedushin. It was his Chus to be Masada Kedushin. In Europe, it's still like that. The Rav is the Masada Kedushin. Memela, so Memela what? So Memela over here, Be'etzim, if it's a Birchas HaMitzvahs, which means it's the Chasin's Bracha, so the Chasin has to make the Chasin has the right because the Masada Kedushin is making the Bracha for the Chasin. Mashing if it's a Birchas HaShvach. So really, the Shvach is a Shvach for everybody. On this, that would be an Afkamina, Klar and Afkamina. On this says the B'Tzela Chochma, that even if it's a Birchas HaShvach, who is the one making the Birchas HaShvach? The Birchas HaShvach is the Chosen. So even the Masada Kedushin that's saying it, he's saying it for the Chosen, right to the Chosen has the right. He has a Schus picking the Masada Kedushin. Another potential nafka mina, if it's a Birchas HaShvach or Birchas HaMitzvahs, would be these are halacha by Birchas HaMitzvahs. Kol HaMitzvahs mevorach aleim oivel asayasei. When you do a mitzvah, you have to make the bracha first. Before. So mamela over here by this Birchas HaErisin, you would make the bracha, if it's a mitzvah, Kedushin's a mitzvah, you have to make it before. Mashaikin, if it's a Shvach, the Pashtus, a Birchas HaShvach, you could do afterwards also. It's a big shiloh, but Pashtus, you could do it afterwards. So this Lachur would potentially be a Klar Nafka Minah if the Birchas Erisin, Birchas Kedushin, is a Shvach or a Mitzvah. Lamaisa, it's not like that, for two reasons. First of all, even though Kol HaMitzvahs V'Varach Aleim Oivel HaSiyasai, in Simen Yud Zayin and Hilcha Shechita, the Ramah seems to be mitzadet ganz stark, that even if you did the mitzvah, you can make the bracha. And the Shach brings a lot of rayas with the Arzirua, the raya, the Mishnah and Psachim. So it wouldn't really be an afkamina, because even if you did already the Erisin, you could still make a bracha. Pashas, you can make a bracha afterwards. That's one reason why it won't be a chiluk. Va'oid is because by Erisin itself, there's a big shiloh of maybe to make the Birchas Erisin after the Harayat. Wouldn't know you to make the bracha before. But some of the poskim say you should make the bracha afterwards, because any time that the mitzvah is tali b'das acherim, you're not sure if you're going to be able to do it. What happens? You made the bracha asher kedishanu, and right then and there she wants to back out. She doesn't want to be makabel kedushin, so you can't make a bracha. Be bracha levatala. So therefore, you make the bracha afterwards. So in this shmuz, if it's a birchas hashvach or it's a Birchas HaMitzvahs, wouldn't make a nafkamin and oivel asayasim, because even if it's a mitzvah, technically there's a big tzad to make it afterwards, and every mitzvah there's a tzad you could do it afterwards. So this nafkamin is not really a lamaisa de nafkamina. Another nafkamina, which is brought in Shalos HaTshuvos Darkei Noyam, is also brought in the Hakdama in the Prima Gadim, over there, this is a little further, in Simen Ois Yod Ches. He makes a chilek between a Birchas HaShvach and Birchas HaMitzvahs. A Birchas HaMitzvahs, the halach is he's supposed to send by Megillah, We make the bracha, everybody stands. You mean yotze, berchas ha-mitzvah, you're supposed to stand. Berchas ha-shvach, almost all berchas ha-shvachs, you sit. So mamela over here, let's say the Masada Kedushin is an old person, he has to sit. So if it's a berchas ha-mitzvah, you're really supposed to do it standing. Mashing, if it's a berchas ha-shvach, you could do it sitting also. Another nafkemino, which lamaisa is also not lahalocha nafkemino, is what happens if you're mafsik between the bracha and the mitzvah. So if it's a birchas ha-mitzvahs, there's a halacha about being mafsik toich kidei dibur, longer than toich kidei dibur is also not a problem. Birchas ha-shvach has to be within toich kidei dibur. Would also be an afkamin if the bracha is a birchas ha-shvach or birchas ha-mitzvahs. L'maisa, the halacha is that if you don't make it then, you make it later by the chuppah. So mela doesn't make a difference also if you're mafsik, if you do it later, you can make the bracha later anyways. So what we have lamais over here is klar, these are machlekes rishonim in the bracha, the kedushin, the berchas ha-erisin. Is it a mitzvah or is it a berchas ha-shvach? We actually saw a third side that it's gar, berchas ha-nehanin. And then we saw that in these two tzadim what the bracha is, the main nafkamin is a nafkamin is if it's a bracha for the chassan, if he has the right for the siddur kedushin, if he has to be mechaven to be yoitzer. And then we saw general nafkamin is between if it's a berchas ha-shvach and berchas ha-mitzvah, say legabe standing, over lasiyasam. But that's klar, this was a shmuz legabe, the first bracha, the berchas erisin, the berchas ha-kedushin, whether if it's a mitzvah or if it's a berchas ha-shvach.